collecting them. But you know
No,
what I mean?
no,
I
no,
just
you
want
don't
them to
stand
have.
corrected because
You know what I mean?
you were collecting them, but you weren't collecting them under the false pretenses. You were
Right.
collecting them off of passion. So
Right,
you're
right, right.
not even involved in the. But at the same time, what wins, gentlemen? Money.
Money.
Because you want to go to the root of it, and it's new era. So
what do you mean? Break it down. Break
yeah,
that down.
Break down the new
okay,
era.
So in simplest terms, they're responsible for what goes through. So if you send them a design, that new era rep will know where that came from with the design. If they know. If they don't, I don't think they're telling the truth. But from what I know, the rep has the final say.
Somebody has to okay this, is what you're
the
saying.
The rep okays the design that they know was copied. But you know why? Because I'm telling you, bro, it's going to sell out. It's going to bring the money into the store. And in a market like this where shit is sitting, what do you expect them to do, bro? They've been in store for over 25 years. So that's just
that side
of the argument. But there's just many perspectives. What they're doing is wrong anyway. And
I'm like, well, I forgot my G.
Hey, yo.
I forgot my G. I had a fun Saturday, though. But we'll do next week.
You could bring us in, baby.
All right, we in here. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Richard Picasso with G Out of Character.
Hey, yo.
So what you see right now is a man that just walked in here and put his hats on my couch for some reason. But he's just, but it's not just any regular man. You want to do the introduction for this gentleman?
I don't think I need to do an introduction. I honestly just got reacquainted with him. Let me put it that way. Yeah, I mean, we've done business before, like not on the same end, but on the same spectrum. So like I got reacquainted with him, and I see him in a different light now. He got something he's passionate about. So I'm talking his shit. He actually DM'd me, and then I took a deep dive, jumped into a live, and then it's like three niggas that are passionate about this shit that are on a whole nother level. And it's crazy for me because this is something that we, if you're in hip hop, involved in hip hop, you know, this is part of your culture. You know, you're fitted, always had to match your fit or else there's no point in wearing it. And speaking to him on the private side and on the level, hearing his passion for this shit, it's more than welcoming to have you as a guest right here on What's Up Everybody podcast with Rich and myself. So, Rob, here's your introduction, my nigga. Don't worry, when I edit it, there'll be a clapping and all that shit there. There you go, there you go, there you go. Hey, yo.
Yes, sir.
Talk to him, baby. Nice to have you. Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. You know what I mean? You got to appreciate guests that get here on Sundays.
Day, right? Another day, you know? That's all that matters, really, I guess.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Know? So, you know, I started, you know, doing this shit only really 2 years ago. I always been into fitteds and sports and stuff like that. That's really where the passion started
what
from.
What was your first favorite fitted
that, oh,
that
definitely,
sticks in your brain?
Definitely the Mets. Definitely the Mets. Just because of being a Mets fan.
There you go.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know. That's where I revolved. I wasn't thinking about fitteds. Like, it's funny you say that because a lot of people do match their outfits and focus on the actual fits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But there's a whole other side where it's like, oh, I'm just going to wear this because I support the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like your Knicks hat or whatever, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
not
like
rock a fitted.
That's the only reason I look for different flavors of Knicks hats because I'm a Knicks fan for life. So I look for different colors of Knicks hats. I look for, yeah, like, but then it gets deeper though because people wear hats. Come on, how many niggas wear like the red Boston hat because they bloods? He's all the way in California. Got a red Boston hat. He don't got it because he likes the team.
Why you like the Cincinnati Reds? They're in Ohio.
How'd you get that in blue, my
but
nigga?
How'd you get that? I get the Reds in blue.
Walking around in public with like a Pirates hat or like whatever. Like, oh, you from Pittsburgh?
No, I'm just. I just like that fucking P. That fucking P on a Pirates hat is flavor. Nah, absolutely, B. So like, you said only 2 years you've been into it. How did you really get your introduction into it?
So, you know, I came across this channel. Shout out Views from the Vault. They actually, once I saw them on YouTube,
okay.
You know what I mean? I started to realize that it was way bigger than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I was like, wow, there's so many drops going on. And granted, this was, like I said, after COVID. So all the hats that were just sitting in warehouses because of that supply chain shit, you know, it caused this crazy influx of hats out of nowhere. So there was this channel covering all the stores so you could keep up with like the latest drops. Mm-hmm. So I just follow that, and I learned about these different stores was showing up to these drops, and I'm like, shit, this just like sneakers, bro. There's fucking lines. You know, you got to be outside early or whatever. Like, there's a whole situation going on.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know it's there unless you went to go look for it.
Yo, and then I was like, oh shit, yeah, this is crazy. And then you started to see like places that had a little more panic, what they call, you know what I mean? Where like at a shoe drop, they call that panic because when that shoe drops, are you going to get that item? Because there's 50 people barging at the door. It was just that drop those Balvins, those Jordans.
Yeah.
Oh, that was madness. They had to, the NYPD had to shut down the drop. It's the same idea where it's like, there's places that it's a little more difficult.
That mentality, yo, you collectors are different.
But here's the thing. I definitely slowed down. And because of that reason, bro, I said, you know what? Maybe I can make some fitteds, bro. Maybe I could bring some designs and I don't need to really deal with that anymore as someone who has a passion. And I don't want to cut people in line and be like, oh, you know what I mean? I think like what really made this shit happen for me was just the overall passion for it, bro.
Well, and I was essentially able to started cutting people in line.
Organic. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, essentially, right? You started cutting people in line.
And then when that happens, you like, all right, what am I going to do to help people like me now? Because I'm in this situation where, okay, I could get shit made. I'm working with the right people. I'm making the right moves. Who am I going to work with? Who am I going to... Like, I sell my hats for $40. That's like...
That's crazy.
$15, $20 under retail,
That's
bro.
Crazy.
That's you know, crazy. Because I want to look out for people. And if it is a little more... If it is a little more, it's because of shipping or whatever. The boxes, whatever. I mean, but
it looks very high quality, too. Like, I'm looking at, like, the hats that you have around here. Yeah. And I'm like...
This one right here isn't really... This one's not my design, but this is a Topper's design. This just dropped like the fucking that Nas hook I was talking about.
Hip hop is dead.
Yeah, yeah. This one was from the Dutch Masters drop recently with exclusive fitted, and that was one of the stores that like I had really started collecting with because they were in Queens and they just had, you know, they had a like I was talking about how everything you think is like Yankees and Mets, they was just doing every team. They was, you know what I mean? There was a couple stores that were really just kind of going crazy. Mm-hmm. Some people liked it, some people didn't. It's definitely changed. Mm-hmm. But I resonated with them enough where I was spending thousands of dollars with their store. So when he was like, yo, you want to just make a hat? I'm like, hell yeah. Because most people think, you know, I was trying to knock on that opportunity when it was just like, nah, I had a good relationship. You know what I mean? He saw the frustration of like just being like me and him talking about how like right now with the craziness of this hat game going on, you had to be outside like early or like you knew you were going to get cut one way or another. You knew you were going to get cut and your chances of getting that hat were lower. So you're not going to.
It gets you less enthusiastic about being in that area.
Passionate.
Yeah,
Shout out Javon Quarantino who really made this shit all come to life. Nice. You know, he's one of these designers in this game that has the right expertise and background. And he really was able to cook these up exactly how I expected and you know, he's like a brother, man. He's like family. And we talk every day almost about this shit. And we really try to be passionate. But like I said, it's hard to be passionate now because all those things, including, you know, like I said, now a lot of people are making hats, not just me. So in my situation, it's just unique to me. But there's so many people making hats right now. It turns into an ego thing. And, you know, who's sabotaging who and what design is this and that. This is the best this. This is the best that. The mindset's wrong.
Well,
you know what I mean? There's no collaboration mindset. It's who could do better than the next person.
Well,
you know? That's the New York way. Yeah, that's just New York.
There you go.
Talk to him, right?
Yeah, man.
It's
facts.
And you say New York. You say New York. I'll go a step further. That's the human way. You know, like, eventually, everything reaches a ceiling in a golden era where the ceiling, in my opinion, becomes whose ceiling looks better. It's no longer we both live in a 12-foot mansion. Now it's... Yo, but I got that paint from Korea.
But now that we know, this, like, I was just talking about this store, right? That copies people's designs.
Oh, yeah.
Just yesterday, they're changing up. They apparently
he just dropped some management. Hat conspiracy on niggas.
No, it's really might change. I think back to what I was saying about how it's a little slow right now in the market and stuff like that. But this might really kind of bring up the fucking, you know, the hype. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people's designs, not just the people that was really hype and selling out major stores, but just anybody making a hat. They would get anybody and just order their shit off the catalog. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know what I mean? You can't really do that when you got these people putting in this time, this passion, that really care for the craft and art.
I'm gonna tell you something.
And I stand corrected because I was collecting them. But you know what I mean?
No, no, you don't stand corrected because you were collecting. You know what I mean? You were collecting them, but you weren't collecting them under the false pretenses. Right. You were collecting them off of passion. So you're not even involved in the. But at the same time, what wins, gentlemen? Money. Money.
Because you want to go to the root of it, and it's a new era. So
what do you mean? Break it down. Break that down.
Break down the new era.
So in simplest terms, they're responsible for what goes through. So if you send them a design, that new era rep will know where that came from with the design. If they know. If they don't, I don't think they're telling the truth. But from what I know, the rep has the final say.
Somebody has to okay this, is what you're saying.
The rep okays the design that they know was copied. But you know why? Because I'm telling you, bro, it's going to sell out. It's going to bring the money into the store. And in a market like this where shit is sitting, what do you expect them to do, bro? They've been in store for over 25 years. So that's just side of the argument. But there's just many perspectives. What they're doing is wrong anyway. And they came out, like I said yesterday, and was like, yo, we're gonna change management. We're gonna change.
So because they feel like they might lose the business.
Not
so,
just that, but they, you know, it's been like this for a long time, bro.
Oh yeah, so but if the mask is coming off,
change, yeah.
If the mask is coming off, you gotta make changes, you know. And the first thing you do to show that you will make changes is you fire people that you were telling to do it anyway. You feel me? At the end of the day, the higher reps always gonna win. Yeah. And New Era has been. Who else makes fitteds? Who else designs the design of a fitted?
The license MLB, NHL, whatever you want to call it.
See, yeah, but I'd be feeling like I'd be feeling
teams.
Like,
yeah.
I'd be feeling like hats come like this, not like this, right?
Yeah.
But they're all for the same company still? New Era? They're all New Era?
Yeah, all New Era.
That's crazy. Isn't that like a fucking Monopoly or something?
Yeah, man.
Isn't that like a Monopoly?
But listen, they're a multi-billion-dollar industry that outsource their labor, bro. If we want to be
China makes it, right?
They paying 2-10 cents, whatever chump change
Don't China make their shit or some shit like that?
Yeah, China, Bangladesh, Laos.
They got the farms, right?
There's some Alibaba market for these somewhere.
They definitely got sweat farms.
You pull up to Jamaica Ave, you don't know where those shits is from. Wait,
they make fake fitteds like they make fake sneakers?
Of course, bro. It's fake everything.
Really?
Yeah, of course. You never walk around Brooklyn or like.
I want to see what's the most expensive fit in the world. Do you know what the most expensive fit in the world is?
The most
expensive. I'm feeling fun about this. Too.
The most expensive fitted in the world?
Yeah, most expensive fitted.
Most expensive fitted?
I like that. I haven't really looked up that question, but. You know, I think the most expensive fitted that sold. Nah, I can't even say that because I don't even really know. There's conversations, you know what I mean, about who sold for the most, but
most expensive fitted hat.
It depends. You're talking about the most expensive or who sold.
New Era. Look, what is the most expensive New Era fitted cap? The most expensive item by far is a limited edition 18-karat gold-plated New Era cap bearing 24-inch signia. So that shit's like... Damn, nigga. Oh, a 24, 24 signature. What's the 24 for?
Kobe?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. The cap is retailing for... Damn, $38,248.08.
But who's going to rock all them diamonds? If we're talking about just...
There's only 8 of them available.
If we're talking about just designs, right? All right, we're talking about, you want to talk about the most expensive fitted made.
That was fitted, but that,
you
the
throw
most expensive
all real
hat
diamonds?
Is $2.7 million, you heard?
What hat? What hat?
The most expensive hat? Although the hat was presented in 2009, we want to show you the history behind the Chapeau d'Amour.
Oh, some French
Louis was Louis was approached. Louis, see, you say French. I'm saying Louis.
The regular hat.
Louis was approached by Louis was approached by Harrods to design one of the most spectacular creations with the value of $2.7 million, making it the most expensive hat in the world. The fuck? What's it's it called of? The hat Chapeau d'Amour.
What the fuck's it made of?
My cock. I don't know.
Your dick's $2.7 million?
Yeah, it's fine. Apparently, fucking Adam's wife is worth fucking 10. You see how much money he made from his wife? Adam 22? Supposedly, he made 10 mil off that video of the fucking Rico piping her down. You know about Adam 22?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I think we all know about that situation at this point. That shit is but yeah, that's special, crazy. Man.
Yeah, that's like $40,000, right? That's what that gold plated?
Yeah,
that's
but crazy. I'm talking more or less about just off pure design.
Like oh, pure design is different.
If we want to talk about, like, all right, the most expensive hat ever, maybe if you want to have that conversation, I would want to talk more of the sense of just like a regular hat like this. Like nothing studded with diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
What hat's value got to that high?
All right,
I'll give you an example. Hat Club had they have these drops with this one group, and they drop hats, and they're limited. And they go for a high price because there's a lot of panic around it. And one of their hats sold for $1,000, I believe. But like that's what I mean. Yeah, like
my boy did a collaboration with them. J Tips.
J Tips, that's your boy. Yeah. J Tips collabs with them, and yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, no, and that's just one of the examples of a hat going for that much. But there's other hats out there.
That's Nipsey Hussle. I'm sure
older hats that like we don't know about that people are looking for that are gonna pay way more than $1,000. They don't care who made the hat. It's like, just the hat.
Like those ones they're just made like for their friends.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying in the sense of maybe it's just a hat that's like valuable. That isn't really on people's radar, is what I'm saying.
Where'd you get that? It's like, it's there.
We don't know the most expensive hat sold because we don't know what that hat is.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, they're not documented as far as serial numbers. I think that would be smart. I'm sure people do. If you only make 50 hats, I'm sure they number them.
Yeah.
If there's only 50 hats, man, I'm sure they... But maybe they should number them for 1,000 hats. Maybe they should number them for 500 hats. You know what I mean? Like, still keep a number because at the end of the day, in 10, 20, 30 years, when you can't find that hat no more, that hat now has a value when it was one of 50, one of 5, one of... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's all about keeping a catalog. Right. Do you run out of... You with yo-yos. Is there something in the yo-yo community that is just like, got to get my hands on or imagine if I could have that? Yeah. Historic in your community?
Yeah, there's some historic yo-yos. There's some, but with those, they just keep making the same. They'll make like a new version of that design. So if a yo-yo came out in like 2008, they'll make like a 2023 version of that yo-yo. And it'll just be a 2023 yo-yo. Like recently.
But it's the same version of it, essentially.
It's the same version. They'll just probably add like one new tweak instead of just using like this material, like this type of metal to make it, they use the newer metal that's out now, that's popular. It's like a.
But does the value of the older yo-yo made in that year go down? That's the question. If I made a yo-yo in '97 and they did the remake of it in 2023, is the '97 still valuable?
No, it's valuable.
It's still valuable.
It's more valuable. It goes up because it's like.
That's why I was saying like. Older designs, we don't know.
Yep.
We don't know. There's some old dude, shout out Total Package.
Okay.
Chad, he's a great collector in this community, been collecting way longer than me.
Okay.
He's out west, but he got some stuff that you've never seen in your life. Like an Indian's hat with a Wahoo Indian on it. Like,
damn, you can't even get like, Indian's fitters no more. Will a company make it still?
$5,000 somehow.
Let me ask you something. Will a company still make a Cleveland Indian's hat?
Yeah, but there's logos and shit that's vaulted. Ban, discontinued.
They won't do it though?
Yeah, there's still Indians that are made, but it's like, certain, like I said, that Indian on the hat that he got, you ain't gonna see that one anymore because it's a but you can't, Indian on his head.
You can't remake that one?
No, because those logos are vaulted. But that Indian head.
See, I don't. I can't.
You see that shit everywhere. That's it. That's
my thing is that if I had a fabric, let me be let me be monotonous. If I had a, if I was a fabricator and I knew how to make fitteds, and I was a CAD designer and I knew how to design, take that Indian and design that Indian, right? I can't essentially remake that fit. I would get in trouble.
Yeah, it all has to get approved.
Yeah, that's who's gonna come after me if I'm wearing that? You think somebody would be like, what the fuck? How do you get that fitted, Joe? You think somebody would like snitch and come after me for a hat I made?
Maybe you post it on social media and then...
I'm going to post it on social media. I'm going to win.
In this sensitive ass time, bro.
Yeah. They just careful, looking for lawsuits.
So all your hats are like approved by like New Era and everything?
Or Mitchell and it has to be that from what he's saying. Approved,
but like this one, for example, right? This one's the fucking... This is the... I tried to do more like a Yankees inspiration.
I get that. Mets fitted. That but, they didn't like that.
No, they didn't like do that. It, but I said, listen,
I like this one.
Nigga, yeah, because it's got Yankee blue on a Mets sign, bro.
But we also got the metallic blue in there for the Mets. You know,
disrespectful.
You gotta be tactical, man. Yep. Nah, but you know that that Navy Yankee just goes hard with anything.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you're a Mets fan or Yankee fan.
Isn't Yankee blue like Jay-Z blue? Don't they? Yeah, is
pretty
it?
Much.
Yeah, aren't
that's
they?
50 Cent blue.
50 Cent blue. Somebody else. Oh, I. Honda has a Honda licenses their own color too, and Pepsi. No,
Honda blue.
I'm Pepsi. Sure BMW does and Mercedes too. With
no, Pepsi has a, like my man did a collab with Pepsi, right? They asked him to do local shirts or something like that. So he had to paint shirts with logos on them, and they sent him the color. They sent him a jar this big. He looked it up online. The jar is like fucking 80, 90 bucks, something like that for a Pepsi blue jar. This big, look, of paint.
Damn. There ain't enough paint.
That's crazy, right?
It's not a lot of paint.
That's great. No, but that's how, when you license, are you able to license, what are you able to license in the fitted community? That design is yours now because you made it? Can nobody remake it? How does that work? If you and me are friends, right? We homies, right? And I bought a fitted from you.
Yeah.
And now you don't make this fitted no more. So I want to go get the fitted made for me, but I haven't talked to you. We haven't had contact. I'm being nice about it. We haven't had contact. Yeah. I haven't talked to you. And I'm like, yo, is he gonna get me? Fuck it, I'm gonna do it anyway. And I make the fitted. And now you pop out of the bushes and you be like, yo, my nigga, how you gonna make that shit? That's mine. Do I have an argument? Do you have an argument with me?
You can do that. But this right here, this is all licensed New Era product.
Uh-huh.
So whether which way we put it, we could get this, you could get, respectively, you could get that done.
But New Era, you're not in their book of like licensees as if like, all right, hold up. No, somebody's used that design before. You can't use that. They won't block me.
There is no restriction for that.
Fuck.
That is the situation that I just told you transpired yesterday, which is crazy. It literally is crazy.
Because there's nobody in place to guard it.
Because this just might have revamped what this hype was. Because once people saw that their shit was going to get remade, they was like, yo, what are we going to buy these hats for? What are we going to, you know what I mean? What are we going to be outside?
Where's the
for?
Authenticity in
so
it?
So a lot of the panic, a lot of the, it really died. But now I think there's going to be a resurgence because a lot of people are making hats. Like I said, that hype might come back because they call them re-rocks. They call them re-rocks. When a store takes your design, don't give any credit to the designer, and just makes the hat again for that for whatever reason.
It's a re-rock?
It's a re-rock. That's what
pretty
they
funny.
Call it.
Mm. Like, I'm gonna just take your shit and not give you nothing.
That's pretty funny. You've done collabs with yo-yo companies as well, right?
Yeah, I help push some of their products, but it's more like more promo, not really like, hey, I'm gonna get a design.
Would you like to?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. But it's like, with them, like with certain yo-yo companies in that aspect, it's like if you do stuff with them, like, if you're sponsored by them,
they don't want you going nowhere
else.
They
don't want you going nowhere else.
This is the WWE.
That's so funny. You say that, bro. It's
like,
so
I can't try another yo-yo. I can play and buy other yo-yos, but when I post online, it has to be their yo-yo.
That's so crazy.
That's bullshit.
That's exactly what's happening where my boy, right, Jay Vaughn, shout out him again, but he's in a situation where he wants to be an independent designer.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be hunkered down to one store or put like... And you know, it's because it limits you, bro. Mm-hmm. So why should I have to limit myself if you could do what you want as a business and hire however many designers you want? Mm-hmm. Me as a designer, why can't I bring my designs to as many stores as I can? Mm-hmm. Why can't I just improve the overall quality of this fucking shit? You know? And that's where I was talking about how it's all business and the collaboration is lacking because you got these stores saying, oh, you can't work with anybody else. You can't do it. And I understand it, but
it opens
in the same light.
It opens up a door, though, because look, where I understand there's a certain type of monopoly on it because most of these hats are new era. But we just both agreed.
Mitchell and Ness. I'm sorry. But we can't forget about them. Shout out Mitchell and Ness. I had snapbacks at one point.
But we both agree, though, bootleggers are real. And you know what you can also agree on? Yeah. There's nothing better than the diamond that came out of the ground. Okay?
Yeah.
There's nothing better. But you know what? That bitch is still going to rock this fucking one that was made in the lab.
Yeah.
She's still going to rock it. Yeah. So at the end of the day, people are still going to wear hats. If you can't put a damper on somebody's style, and you can't, unfortunately, hats have, what do you call that? They have an expiration date. You can't wear your hat every day and think it's not going to come
that's
in.
That's why I'm like, yo, you don't need a match with a fit. Throw that shit on with a white tee and some fucking jeans, bro.
Yeah, but most people don't have fresh white tees, son. We don't even want to go there no more.
The white tee era is past.
Yo, son, I'm going to tell you something. Look, yo, straight up. If you're a real nigga, I'm going to give you little niggas advice, too. Yo, straight up. Go get 2 packs of white tees, 5 each. Order them on Amazon. Make sure you always have 10 fresh white tees. Like, y'all little niggas be walking around with dirty t-shirts and shit like that. Like, everything can't be, like, pelly and fresh. And sometimes you just need a white tee. You know what I mean? Like, have 10 fresh. If you don't have 10 fresh white tees, you ain't a real ninja. Straight up. You gotta have 10 fresh white tees at all time. It's not a game. It's just, like, not... But it's just not... It's like being a Bronx nigga and not having a fresh fucking Bronx... a New York Yankee fitted. If you don't have one fresh New York Yankee fitted that you wear, like, once a month, maybe, because it's the freshest one, you ain't a real Bronx nigga, B. Like, I got a Mets fitted. Never wear it. I ain't a Mets fan. But I got a Mets fitted, B. It just sits there.
Me too. I got a Yankee hat. I got a Yankee hat. I don't wear Yankee hats.
You know? Yeah, but that's why
just to prove, you're not a real Yankee. Yes, I am.
That's why it's crazy, because I feel like a majority of collectors, they just buy their sports fucking team, bro. Yankees, like...
Well, shout out to that lives in Boston.
Do you know what the most expensive hat is? What hat sells the most?
What?
A Navy Yankee with the white logo, bro.
Absolutely.
No side patch.
Those are the Air Force Ones of hats.
But do you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because New York is one of the most densely populated cities.
Yeah.
And we know how to, we're so together on things that like.
Or maybe, just maybe. You throw a Yankee on and you match with anything.
A white tee and a Yankee fitted, you're done.
You think it's so hard about matching this match?
You hit match.
Why don't I make a hat that you could just match with anything?
I'm surprised niggas hadn't made a transparent hat already or some shit.
Yo, it is. They did.
They did?
It's sold out.
It's a transparent hat?
And it's sold out.
But who made a new era hat?
No, I can't say it's a transparent hat. Nah, it was a Marty McFly. Look up the Marty McFly, my fitteds.
All right.
Look that shit up. You're about to laugh, but listen, man, to each their own. I would never wear that hat, but you know what I mean? It was a fluorescent, luminescent material hat. So that you'd see it like a 99-cent store.
The shit made like from those plastic umbrellas.
Yo, I'm not even lying. Like when you see this hat, you're gonna be like, "Wait, people actually bought that hat."
Oh shit, that's shiny as shit.
That's it.
That's a funny looking hat. That's a funny looking hat.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, this is it right here.
That's a funny looking hat.
Come on, bro. Like, what is this, man?
That's a funny looking hat.
Yeah, you can't do
that. But you know what? If that shit came back now, I know a whole bunch of fruity niggas copping that shit.
No,
yeah.
But this man's dropping the paisley shit.
No, but look, let me tell you something. The dude that is like gay but hood, that's the hat for him.
He's good.
Like the gay but hood in the hat, that's the hat for him. And it says A on it, so he can walk around and go, A. Nah.
You're going to have to cut this out.
I pictured it being like almost like a poncho hat.
That's a $60 fitted. So you can still buy it.
Oh, you can? It's available? It's
my fitted, $60.
You're going to get it?
Yeah, did you check the web? It's probably sold out.
Multiple orders will be canceled without notice. So you can only order one at a time.
Oh, it's because people order like multiples?
You can't order multiple of them.
Man, there was a time when MyFitters was just selling out instantly hats online.
Yeah,
and
they got the Atlanta Braves with the hand.
Shout out John Jay, but John Jay is, that one just dropped. He's a designer out in at MyFitteds. They got a Patterson in White Plains, New Jersey. If you guys want to check them out too,
I don't know. I thought
they got all types of. That's where I went to college. That's funny, but there was
Oh, you did college as well?
Yeah, I did a little college, but.
What did you do?
Yo, to be honest, that's where all this really started. My Instagram's Hats of Queens, by the way. Hats of
I'm going to tag UNC. You in the description.
But yeah, he'll tag me. But I had been in school, bro. John Jay, I had just went back because my mother had got cancer.
For what?
I was taking just English to go to law school after.
But you want to be a lawyer?
Yeah, I wanted to be a lawyer, bro. My goal was to just finish college, get to law school, whatever by whatever means. Bro, I got reaccepted because I had dropped out. Because my mother got really sick and I had to take care of her and help around with that. And I got reaccepted in 2019. But you tell me what happened. In the middle of my fucking semester, COVID hit, bro. You can't go back unless you get the shots. I said, you know what? I got to make my own, you know, judicial decision. And I didn't do it. So they didn't take me back. I was in a position with you know what I mean, a part-time job.
Sounds like a lawsuit right now.
Yo, and it was crazy, bro, because I had just got reaccepted after going through all that shit. My story was unfolding, bro, and I was, like, so motivated and all that. And then when that happened, I was like, oh, man, this is, like, I felt defeated, you know what I mean? And I actually ended up in a situation in the hospital, bro, where I got so upset and frustrated.
You had anxiety?
I slammed my hand on a glass plane window, and the shit... A fucking...
What do you mean a glass plane window?
Like, it was like a very... it was like a window in a window. So, like, it was a shallow window with a window behind it. And the shit went right into my...
Oh, you went that deep.
Bro, it went into the vein, the artery connecting my heart, bro.
You were leaking.
And I was really gonna die, leaking. Bro. I felt that cold... Yeah, it was real.
Did it go like this?
Nah, it just felt cold. Okay. Like chills. Like like you would understand. Yep. You've gotten chills before. Well, coldness, bro, that I was just like, I was scared. I was scared. And yo, by God's will, I'm here now. And right after that happened, I saw Wes. I connected with Wes. You know what I mean? I got involved with Wes and me
started
and him worked together.
Yeah.
And one thing led to the next where I was having this free time. I came across this. I started getting real passionate about it because I had the time. So
is your mom good?
Yeah, she's good now. You know, she actually just got some retina tears that she just got repaired, and thank God she's good now.
She's good now. That's what's up.
She's good after like 3 surgeries and 2 eye surgeries in 2 fucking weeks, but she's good. You know, God willing, man. But like I said, like God willing, we here right now. So I'm fucking. I was able to come across that passion, and now I'm doing shit I'm passionate about. I love. And I wouldn't have it any other way, even if I was a lawyer, bro, because this is my path because of the choices I made, bro.
Well, don't put the lawyer shit to the side, though, because I think
oh,
you
absolutely
got a lawsuit.
Not.
I still think you got a lawsuit.
Yeah, maybe why can't I be a lawyer for New Era?
Yeah.
Do the exact, and then be like, okay, now we can't do re-rocks anymore.
I'm so surprised.
Now we can't do this anymore, and we should put restrictions on this because I'm the lawyer here now, and I think this is best for what this is best for what New Era is, and this is how we'll make the most
big
money.
Effect.
Why doesn't anybody try to get the licensing? Why doesn't anybody try to get licensing from the NFL, from all these places, and just start a new fitted company? All it is fabricators and people sewing in sweatshops.
Because they are the ones that have been there. They're the ones that started. They're the ones that have that license. And
that can't last that long. A system like that can't.
They're the ones that got it set up.
Nigga,
so
that's like having an island.
Sets up something compatible to New Era, you're not going to beat them.
You think to open a fitted enterprise would be, like, wouldn't be as valuable, though? You think that would, it has diminished so much to the point that opening something new wouldn't be fresh?
No, I think it is fresh, but you got to do it right.
Absolutely.
You can't.
What would you do? I give you a million
anymore each design.
I give you $1 billion.
Order 3 different designs, 96 hats altogether.
I give you $1 billion. What do you do?
It's smarter.
Yeah. I give you $1 billion. What do you do to open up your own hat company?
Oh, I'm opening up in a location that's up and coming, probably like Jersey City. Open a little boutique in the city area.
No, how are you making your hats? Where are you getting them from?
I'm getting them from New Era, bro. You're not gonna get the cost of the hat that low to be able to make your profit. If I'm making my own hats with my own embroidery, with my own warehouse, with my own machines.
You're not going to make the profit back?
You're not going to make the same profit if you just use a New Era. That's what I mean. It's like you can't get a license with an MLB team. Why not be able to make logos that are associated with an MLB team?
But isn't that, don't the MLB own that on a whole? The MLB owns the MLB all the names.
A contract with New Era that no other hat company or whatever manufacturer can get.
Bullshit. That's Coca-Cola.
Called the conglomeracy.
You know Coca-Cola, right? Yo, you know Coca-Cola, right? There's still cocaine leaves in our Coca-Cola, right? There's still cocaine leaves in there. They're the only people allowed to bring that in legally in the United States. They're the only people. And doctors, of course, because you get lidocaine. Crazy. You get lidocaine and all that shit. But they're the only people allowed to bring it in and put it in their product.
And I think there's only two people that have the secret recipe, like of the Coca-Cola recipe. Yeah. And they go on separate planes. Anywhere they go, they never can travel with
Monsanto.
In case one of them dies, and they lose the recipe forever.
Monsanto is the company that created the Coca-Cola. Monsanto created the ant spray that made Hodgkin's lymphoma to people. Monsanto's created the Coca-Cola formula. Monsanto's owns the license for corn. You know, as a regular Joe, I can't take a corn kernel, grow corn in my backyard, and sell it. It's illegal. You have to have the license from Monsanto. They own the license. They loan the license.
They came and collect rainwater.
That's the most bizarre. I think that's
what that's not even from like shit. The earth. That's from the sky.
How the fuck are you going to tell me about rainwater? What the fuck?
And then I noticed as for the past 30 years or something that anybody who invents something that's like world changing, they end up dying.
Oh yeah,
this nigga that invented the water.
It started with Tesla.
I don't want to talk about that Tesla rabbit hole because it goes to Donald Trump. We're not gonna do that right now.
A nigga invented a water power car.
Yeah, back in like 1970s,
the 70s.
70s.
He was all
niggas quick. Really die.
And I'm pretty sure he was an African American.
Oh, absolutely.
Which makes it even worse.
Oh yeah, now kill that nigga. We don't even need an excuse.
Yeah, it's so.
We don't even need an excuse.
It's wild, bro.
Yo, there's so many inventions that are probably being made as we speak right now. Somebody's doing trial runs.
Just can't talk about
trial and error.
Yeah, you just can't talk about
it. We all know there's free energy everywhere. Yeah, they don't let you collect rainwater. That says enough. Bro.
Like I can't even get water from. Not from a sink. I can't even get from the sky. The government owns the sky.
They do though. They just found out in China that they have machines that manipulate the weather.
Yo, China wanted to make another moon, bro. Yeah. They on some next shit.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you need another moon? Is one moon enough? What are you gonna do with a second moon?
Well, the moon controls the gravity of the oceans on the Earth. So essentially, if you change the gravitational pull of the moon, or you add another one. The oceans are going to go ahead and be moving indifferently. They're going to go this way and that way.
They're going to be water bending and shit.
Well, this is why the chemistry of the earth is so astonishing to, like, in general, to the humanity, bro. How does this work? We have one moon that goes this way. We have our planet that spins this way. At an axis that is this way, because if it was this way, it wouldn't be that way. So it has to be this way for things to complete. And yet there's bones in the ground that we can somehow carbon date to 65 million years ago to tell us that there was something goddamn this big. Yo, to be a human, it's a whole bunch of chances, my nigga.
It's not trial and error.
It's a whole bunch of chances,
is it like
my nigga.
400 trillion or some shit like
that. This shit worked out. Yeah. This shit shouldn't have worked out like this. Like, this shit shouldn't have worked out like this, my nigga. You see it in nature. Like, I'd be astonished. Like, look at the cuckoo bird. You see what the cuckoo bird does? The cuckoo bird takes its egg, right? And it comes through and it lays its egg in another bird's nest and it kicks one of the eggs out. So that bird could raise its egg. How'd that nigga figure that shit out through science? Trial that it's not a good mom? It's not a good dad? Let somebody else raise my shit.
It's like
I know where that movie comes from.
it's like how we used to hunt. It's like, you know, like, who's like the first actual human to kill like a woolly mammoth?
Yeah.
I assume it started
and
with
got,
nigga,
got it off.
And got
it
and
off.
And pulled it off. I said, you know, a lot of motherfuckers have to die. It was
because,
like,
yo, you know how many niggas tried and died. Yeah. You're right.
So it's like, okay, I can get this nigga. And then you got called, and then some other nigga saw that and was like, okay, we need a lot more niggas to kill this brother.
Yo, you're right, though. He said, yo, I don't think one of us is going to work. Yo, go get them all. And you know they weren't talking like this. It was like,
trial and error is like, okay.
And then you have one nigga like,
Like, I'm not going.
Or they didn't say anything, and they were just dying one by one.
Give me 40 more niggas.
You know, that must have been the scariest thing in the world, though. Before, you know, we live in cities and rural areas where, like, lions and tigers and bears don't really live no more. But imagine you just sleeping with your homies in the middle of the night. Some bear just tears up your tent, grabs the baby.
No, you got to deal with that.
Listen, that's what the fucking 12 gauge is for, bro.
Yeah,
take the L, y'all. Here's my baby.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. I be laughing at these dumb motherfuckers that play with mooses. That play with mooses, that play with bears.
Play with mooses.
Yo, I seen a dude the other day. Yo,
no, bigger mooses.
There was a bear in like their barbecue. And he's telling the bear, he's like, oh, come on, Mike, get out. Like, that's the neighborhood bear and shit. And I'm like, why is he talking to Yogi like that? And all of a sudden, the bear took a swipe at him. Like, woof. The guy was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he got fucked up.
Yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, I seen that video.
It's a wild animal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We didn't train it to be a barbecue.
You guys saw Grizzly Man, right?
Huh?
You guys never saw Grizzly Man?
Is that that guy that...
That's the guy that lived in the... Yeah. He lived with bears for 13 seasons.
And he would shoot him with fucking...
No, he didn't shoot him. He never had a gun.
He shot him with the... I saw this other guy who would shoot them with the
Grizzly Man was a guy.
A pellet gun.
No.
So that they would run away and they'd have to... He'd have to go to people's properties to get them off their
properties. No. He's not...
And you have to like build that relationship with bears so they know that there's a divide between
I gotta teach you Grizzly Man. Grizzly Man was this weird guy that lived out in like... North America or something like that, Alaska, and he would go there during like the hot season to go sleep with the bears. He would be in a tent, he would chill. This is what he did for 13 seasons. And finally, once he had a pet fox, he had a bear, he would name the bears, and I don't get it. Like, he really survived 13 seasons out there. And then all of a sudden, he had a girl out there, invited him, and one day, one of the bears that was always beefing with him, he had a name for him and everything, came into his tent and tore that nigga up, B. The footage, the audio is, they have an audio for it. And it may not be real, but there was real audio taken from that scene where that bear ate him and his bitch. They killed the bear like 2 days later and found bodies in the bear's belly. Yo, that's sick. Yo, but you got to see the documentary because he's sitting
that's
there.
Crazy.
He's sitting there in the forest like, these bears are so beautiful and domestic. They're so nice. How they are, right? And yo, he's taking a bath with them. He's taking a bat. He's trying to pet them. Yo, my nigga. One of them gets close and tries to. He goes, "You stop it.
Yeah.
Stop acting like that. Don't act mean."
Nah, that motherfucker. Yo, I'm gonna
tell you that shit on the low. On the low, that shit's a comedy. On the low, that shit's a comedy.
I'm sorry, bro. You gotta give them motherfucking space.
Yo, rest in peace, Grizzly
bro.
Man.
I don't care what you believe,
like,
man.
The bear's like, all right.
You ain't a grizzly bear. Stay the fuck away, bro.
Yo, But it goes to show you, animals are animals. You gotta separate it from the bunch, man. I hate when niggas be acting like a fucking, like, you ever seen this dude called Urban Rescue on YouTube? He got like a pet ostrich, and the ostrich be fucking him up, my nigga. Like, the ostrich be, and he takes it as a joke. He beats the nigga with fucking the bird thing. And the dude just still attacks him. Like, yo, so this is like cruel. I couldn't do this shit. I couldn't have a farm where my animals be looking like I don't want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see cows and pigs, they don't give a fuck. Cows and pigs,
just there.
If you let a cow and a pig in the wild, it turns crazy.
Yep.
It turns black. Its tusks get crazy.
That's how you get boars.
Yeah. Well, no, boars are males.
Black
pig, wild pigs are different. Wild pigs and boars are different. Boars are just males. Wild pigs are like. In Texas, you know, you can go on a hunt, right? You can go to Texas and shoot them down. You can pay. They throw you in a helicopter. They give you an M16, and you shoot them down because they tear up your property. Same thing with Florida now and iguanas.
I heard you.
You could go on an iguana raid.
Yeah.
And they take you, and they give you a pellet gun, and they fucking let you shoot iguanas and shit. Fucking cruel motherfuckers, yo. You know that shit?
Entertainment.
I wouldn't do it. I think that's fucked up. Like, I don't like killing animals. I tell you, this nigga's killing lanternflies and feeling good about it. I'm gonna be like, nigga, and I can't do it.
I was about to say, what do you even think that shit is? Like,
it's China.
You think that's? I literally think that's like some type of fucking terrorist attack.
Bio warfare.
It's China.
It's fucking OD of those shits, bro. Them shits is getting worse and worse. They just hybrid.
Yeah, but they're not gonna. They're gonna be. They molt. They're gonna die. They're gonna turn to something else. You know what I mean? Like, they might come back next year, but.
Mad invasive, bro.
So. If it was, were you around when College Point had the mosquito West Nile virus problem, and they sprayed pesticides with planes?
I was probably
a little kid, right?
I lived
right?
in College Point my whole life. I don't know how many pesticides I've uningested, but
yo, we had West Nile virus out there. You know what they try to say on the news? That it originated from College Point. We had West Nile virus, and we had a fucking, in our ocean, like right there, all the waters and banks were fucking crazy. So what they used to do at 4 or 5 o'clock, they had to spray. They tell everybody, go inside your house, and you would hear planes.
You know what's crazy, though? I do remember how bad it was with mosquitoes in College
Yo!
Point. It was really, I don't think there was a place worse than College Point. You pull up the PCP, you wouldn't be there for longer than 5 minutes, bro. You know, it was really that bad. I do remember that. Because it's a swamp. It's like a swamp, pretty much. Even if you go by where that Buffalo Wild Wings is, all over there, 20th Avenue. It's sinking. It's crazy.
Supposedly, College Point has been sinking for years. You know what I mean? Like, but then you know why I don't get that theory, my nigga? How the fuck Pepsi Cola, how the fuck all these stores...
And they just put up more warehouses.
But my point is how they can be on the banks of the ocean, right? And all their ground is smooth. It ain't sinking. It's fine. That's why, though. So how you going to tell me the infrastructure is poor when you're not willing to put money into the infrastructure?
They say some shit is sinking. They're talking about 2 centimeters every year.
Yo, my nigga.
That's what they really mean by sinking.
Apparently, New York is going like 6 inches a year in like underwater.
I believe it.
6 inches?
A year.
I believe it. I believe it.
So that means within the next 2-3 years, we're talking about...
I was like, in the next 30 years, like...
Oh, the next 30 years, this is going to be completely underwater.
But do you guys understand something, right? Do you understand? You guys understand something, right? That oceans have risen over the past couple years. With that fact, you know, Miami.
Well, coastlines always change. Coastlines.
We're the stupidest ones.
Yeah, because we're living on it.
It's so crazy that we're the most expensive places. All the coastal
cities always get wiped out.
We're the most expensive places to live, but that's the first thing that goes.
It's smart because then you get rid of all those people, too.
Yo, see? Yo, I knew he was a smart guy.
You ever been to Roosevelt Island when there's like a storm?
I knew he was a smart guy.
Any of y'all been to Roosevelt Island?
Roosevelt Island? Yeah.
You ever seen it after a flood?
No.
Their fucking households, like even like their, if you look at the back garages or like down alleyways and shit of Roosevelt.
No way, it's sunken in or fucked up.
They're fucking in like waist deep water all the time.
I didn't know that. Because why would you live there? Why is it so expensive to live on Roosevelt Island then?
Because it has everything. It has a school.
You
it
can
has,
just
it has
see
everything you need there. It's like a city.
But when it rains, you fuck.
No, they have their own police.
It's a city,
everything.
It's a city within a city.
They do have their own police and everything, bro. Facts.
Yep, they got.
Yo, you see, they charge.
They got a gondola that goes there.
They're raising the Muni meters on fucking Manhattan,
bro.
Are we 290 yet?
They charging past 61st Street.
Next year they're charging people to go downtown
and uptown. Yeah, 2024.
Yeah,
and uptown.
They already got them set up on 60 and 61st.
What the fuck is happening to New York City? What, they just don't want nobody to live there, but we allow migrants in?
Well, this is what I said. This is since COVID. COVID was the start of the takeover, I believe. I'm not a conspiracy. This ain't no conspiracy. It's a fact that the richest people got about 40% richer. So there's nothing conspiracy about that. Like, if we're going to talk about what's going on right now, this is the fucking elimination of the middle class as we know it.
Not true. They're going to move to College Point. Fuck out of here, yo.
College Point, why do you think they're doing all this construction?
Money.
It's industrial grade piping. Because they build in high rises where you live at the end of 14th.
Great. Awesome. So, they already have one over there.
And you know how much they're going to be?
I got kicked out of
$3,400. $4,000 a fucking a month.
No. They have million at the end of College Point right now, at the end of 14th, next to the narcotic building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have this huge multi-million dollar.
I delivered pizza there one time.
The police academy's not far from y'all either.
Police academy. But that ain't shit, though. But you know what I like about the police academy being there? They won't put speed cameras there.
Yeah.
Wherever there's cops, that's they never funny. Won't have speed cameras.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's why I like that. They won't because I pay attention to grouping. When people come into work, when people go out of work, there's a group mentality. There's a mob mentality with everything. Buying sneakers, lines at the door. There's a group mentality. Shopping. Why does everybody go shopping on a Saturday and Sunday? Why does everybody do laundry on a Friday night? Why does everybody do laundry on a Sunday, right? Like, everybody has a mob mentality how they work, and I pay attention to shit like that. I love shit like that because I'm like, this is a part of their brain they can't even help. They can't even help that they move like this. So when I see the police academy, you see all the early dickheaded cops that are coming in and leaving. Skirper out, eating the red light. Why the fuck should I abide by the law? Look at these dickheads in early training. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love
that's the problem. Everything's hypocritical.
You guys ever did a fucking Black Friday?
Ooh, I haven't done
you guys ever did a Black Friday?
Yeah, I've done it, but
never did a Black Friday. You don't know what Black Friday is?
What do you mean, like where it's on sales?
Well, you ever went shopping on a Black Friday?
Yeah.
For 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
For Xbox when I was fucking younger. Hell yeah.
Yo, those lines. I used to work for a Circuit City. Yo, That same Circuit City I work for, that day of the Black Friday, somebody managed to steal 250 Acer computers. He threw them in the dumpster.
Wow.
He threw them in the dumpster, and then like 2 days later, they figured it out, but like half of them were gone. So that means that slowly he was emptying out the dumpster every day. He probably couldn't do it all at one shot. Nigga was in the back throwing them in the dumpster, yo.
Wow.
He worked there?
Yeah, he was a worker. How the fuck you get back there? That's all in our work. That's all like in the, it's in the back stock area. So in order for that to happen, what he was doing, I have no clue, but you, I know how you get away with it. It makes sense to me because when somebody buys a new TV, sometimes the box is too big for my car. So what we do is you sign a little release form, but I put the TV in your car and it'll be comfortable and all that shit, but no box. So it's your job to get it home.
If it fucks up, it's on you.
You nigga, it's your job to get it home, but I'll fit it in your car. I'll make sure in your car it works, it's good. So those boxes, they go to our dumpster. I could see how on a Black Friday, the boxes would pile up to the fucking moon and somebody would be like, oh, there's a hole right
He needed
there.
All them shits once his shit crashed from LimeWire.
Yo, that nigga took a computer. He just kept going, one computer, two computer, three computer. Yo, he just kept going, B.
Yo, but that type of panic for fucking technology, I don't think that's going to exist anymore because that was the beginning of it.
Yeah, technology only gets
it's
bigger.
It's too
it
advanced
crazier.
Now and any more advanced.
What you mean, the iPhone 15? Did you see the lines? You didn't see the lines for the iPhone 15?
Any more advanced than this?
I don't know why this.
We're not even going anywhere. We could just do it all from our home. No. We don't need to go outside anymore.
You got that. That's that theory. Like I've already smoked 10 blunts. How high can I get? No, that's that. My nigga, you can get higher because now you can take dabs. Now you can take an edible.
But I'm saying people don't need to be outside like that anymore because of technology.
Yes, you do. Because
compared to when it started and you had to actually be present to go get it instead of ordering it online or whatever.
I don't want to let you. I say that all the time, but that's people that choose to be incels because honestly, with technology, what it's given me. I got a drone. I take my drone and go fly, and I can't fly. I do fly from my crib and bother people, but I can't. I have to go outside and see Manhattan or the building. Yeah. I got to take, you know, to go outside, technology is there for that.
I just
want
to give you an example.
I know what you mean.
Video games.
I know what you mean, nigga.
You used to be outside for the disc. You couldn't download no video game on the fucking console.
Well,
you had to go get the hard copy.
Now you can order it online, too.
There you go.
Yo, don't download games.
We was outside.
Downloading games is shady. They'll take it away from you when they want to. Don't download games. Go buy your games. Deadass, go buy your games. Have the physical copy. No, because they can mess up your downloads whenever they want to. They can stop that. There was just recently...
a big thing where...
Look,
Ubisoft.
They stopped something...
They stopped
offering something and can't, and people already paid for it. They had the subscription. We were there for years.
But they were now, like, they were canceling accounts that weren't being used for like, I think, years.
How you going to cancel my account because I don't use it? I pay for this shit, my nigga.
Yeah, I put a lot of money in Ubisoft through Rainbow Six, so shout out that game.
Imagine like, we haven't seen you on here in like 2-3 years. We're going to get rid of your account.
Yeah.
Even though you just dropped like
And I don't even know what my account is, but I done put hundreds of dollars in that account. Like,
what's
I would have players that I'd actually like ritually
play
with.
What's your game that you play?
I play like Call of Duty.
What was the shit that you didn't sleep over when you were younger?
Oh, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty? You didn't sleep?
Call of Duty, Resident Evil, God of War.
God of War is my shit.
Oh, there was so many games, dude.
I just played the new Resident Evil the other day. I'm stuck on 4, bro.
That
the new Mortal Kombat is good.
It looks really good.
They just did a DLC, the Ada DLC. They got some good shit on PlayStation. I fuck with PlayStation.
Do you still have the... Because I find myself like... I turn my video game on. Don't laugh at me. Yeah, neither.
I'm a nerd. I don't give a fuck.
No, not that. I don't turn it on to play it because I like don't have time to play it because I'm working. I'm doing some shit in the computer or I'm editing or. But I turn my video game on because I want to be playing it. So I let the game play itself. I'll put like 2K24 and then just have niggas play themselves. I'll go online and just have my car just sitting there and watch the other cars drive around. Niggas be approaching me too, like want to race, and I'm like, my car's just sitting there. I'm like, I do, but I can't. I just gotta keep working on this computer. You know what I mean? Like, but I put my video game on and let it idle just because I used to be that fiend that sat there for 12. Yo, my nigga, I beat Grand Theft Auto 5, I think, in
Grand
2-3
Theft
days.
Auto 5, I was addicted to that shit like a motherfucker.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
2-3 days. I ran through the story.
Grand Theft Auto 6 is gonna be fucking ridiculous.
I went right to the online.
You know
I didn't
why
even
they won't,
complete
they won't
the
let
story?
It out, right?
I didn't even complete the story until I had like 2 million saved up in my online account.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even try the story. As soon as Grand Theft Auto Online, my boy said, yo, hop on. That was when I went to a release. I remember that was when the PlayStation 4 dropped.
Yep.
And they dropped it with Grand Theft Auto. And yep. I said, yo, we all getting online. It took like 3 hours to download. You was up to like five.
Rockstar does it right, man. When it comes to making these open world games, like not a lot of, like I play Ark. You know, Ark is cool, but look, Ark is struggling right now because the real Engine 5 is having some glitchy issues, you know? Like, Rockstar does it right.
They about to make that, the thing. Fucking Rockstar is about to make the Thing game.
Oh, wow. Remember that the Thing? You remember the Thing, Yo-Yos?
The Thing?
Yeah, Marvel. He's a Marvel guy. Is it like the Thing?
Oh, yeah, that muscular dude from the Fantastic Four. Oh,
I'm talking about that horror movie from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that Thing.
With Kurt Russell?
They're going to make a game, and that shit
really?
Oh, no. I don't know, man.
That shit is one of the scariest.
I had nightmares from that game. I still have nightmares.
I'm going to be honest. That is one of the scariest movies.
The old one. The new one's whack. The new one's whack. The old one's scary. The old
one is scarier just because their focus on gore and all that was just way more, you know.
It was more realistic.
You guys do. It was a CGI. You guys do meta? You guys do meta? You guys do the virtual reality glasses?
No, you do. I did
it one time, and my boy sent me to the sewers with it, and I was never doing that shit again.
This nigga's sketchy now. Yeah, that's what it's like walking around in College Point at 4 in the morning. Yo, shout out to this Mexican that broke my drum. I'm going to get you, my nigga. Better watch your bike.
Threats on here, man.
No, I'm going to give him a high five when I see him.
They're going to use this evidence on my YouTube channel. Like, fuck that. Do it on your channel.
Yo, you know, there's a positive and a negative when you beat up a nigga that's illegal. None of y'all want to snitch. None of y'all want to snitch.
Okay, this is where we end the podcast. Sorry.
He just talks on here and then police show up.
I'm podcasting. This is my podcast.
I'm already blackballed. I don't need any more.
Dude, I don't get stop the shit stuff. Like,
nah, I got to bring it in. They can stop the shit, B.
I was dead beefing with people because I was on the line getting cut and I was like coming at people like, yo, what's up? You want to cut me? Then I was like,
wait, but they weren't cutting you intentionally, were they?
Everybody just cuts. That's just the way it is.
You guys, just rush in?
Bro, they rush the door. Whole groups of resellers would cut, you know what I mean? And it would all just be for the money. It's not because they're collecting the shit. But at the end of the day, that's where I was at. I was a collector. So being in the environment, I was like, this ain't for me. I'm going to figure out another means to the end.
So what's next for you? Now that you say that, what's your 2024 is coming. You always got to, as a creator, you always have to be the next quarter ahead. When you're really good and you got money, you could go two quarters ahead. But you always got to be the next quarter ahead. So we're in the fourth quarter right now. Let's realistically say for the last couple months of a year, everybody goes to radio silent because it's about family. It's about Christmas. It's about Halloween. Halloween's probably the next hoorah. You got Thanksgiving, right? So for this hiatus that let's say it's going to happen, because the hiatus comes in music. The hiatus comes everywhere. Nobody really goes for it.
This is really kind of a hiatus right now.
What are you planning for the early 2024 releases of? What are you thinking about? What you got in your mind?
2024, I'm a master the shit out of this designing shit. And you know, I'm inspired and passionate enough to teach myself and learn this shit from the ground up, because once I do that, other doors are going to open up for me individually. And you know what I mean? That's what I feel like personally I need to do for myself and just focus on, because of the situation and because of where I'm at. This is the time for me to really focus and lock in on those skills, because I'm just a fucking guppy right now with that shit.
Hey, yo, no, you're not.
You know what I mean? Wanting to be a big fish,
nigga, you gotta manifest wanting to be a big fish by putting in big work.
Gotta be a whale so you can eat
that's
all
what,
fish.
That's what the goal is. That's the goal for 2024. Be a big fish, bro. That's the
talk
goal.
To him. Yo, do you want to walk us out, baby? You got anything coming up this week?
Do I? Oh, yeah, I have a show.
Talk to him.
Underground Advocates. I have a Frank Knight show.
Give you a drop.
Frank Knight show, September 30th. It's going to be at this spot called, I think, the Hit Factory. Don't quote me on that. Not the famous Hit Factory everyone knows, but...
He'll give me a link to his fucking thing and I'll drop it.
Yeah, I'll put it in the description. That's pretty much what's really going on. Peace, Love, and Yo-Yo's official drop happened on Friday.
Oh, yeah, you ain't even... Go ahead, nigga. Take your fucking time right now. You got to shout out your brand that you just dropped. Yeah.
Official clothing line drop, Peace, Love, and Yo-Yos, just this Friday. Thank you for everybody that ordered. Thank you for everybody that's been sharing. Shout out to you. You make this happen. I just got an order this morning, probably after this pod, I'm just going to get ready to you know, start the packaging and everything, and then ship everything up by tomorrow morning. So
I'm gonna put a link in the description if anybody would like to purchase any of Richie Loves Yo-Yo's new clothing line, which you should, because it's limited edition.
And don't forget the fitted to go with the shirts. Yeah,
shout that out. Go ahead.
Yo, where's your website?
What's your Instagram?
So, Hats of Queens, QNZ is the Instagram. I'm working with Exclusive Fitted out in Jamaica, exclusivefitted.com. I got a bunch of stuff on my page that's already available on their website. Yeah, show some love. See, you know, if you're interested, they got a bunch of fitteds already on that site. So they've been around for like 30 years. So, you know,
what's the website?
Exclusivefitted.com.
How do I go? Is there a link to go to your
Instagram? So my Instagram, I post up my designs, your personal but designs? You can also find my designs on their page as well.
I got you. Perfect.
So Instagram's the best bet, but they also have that website.
Exclusivefitted.com.
And
thank you guys, yo, and shout out you guys for having me on.
Of course,
you already know. Thank you,
appreciate that.
It's been awesome.
It's been a pleasure, man. Great fucking podcast, bro. I appreciate it. I really do, and I hope you guys have me.
First podcast, right?
Yeah, this is my first podcast.
Can't tell.
This is everybody's like first podcast.
Can't tell.
He's like you're like the 9th or the 10th person we had. That said, oh, this is my first podcast. I find it so awesome that you know we're able to get people.
We break them in, B, and not only that, like I said it before. This is going to be the place where we see somebody in 2-3 years and be like, nigga, I talked to them the first.
Bro, you know? It's crazy, though. We got so much in such a short time, right? Like, shit, we touched on a lot of shit.
No, you
this is a good-ass podcast. I'm going to have to rewatch this shit.
Nah, you got super good etiquette. You, like, this is not, you don't really pay attention to a camera being in front of you, which is awesome. But past that, your passion is why you're able to carry the conversation so well. You're really passionate about this shit. This shit ain't no game, no joke to you. You're like, yo, that's like me with the shirts, you know?
Well,
like,
yeah, I want to bring it to people. The same way y'all bringing the shirts.
Yep.
Listen, man, this is about supporting brands you know and people you know, and that's what this shit is about, man.
Absolutely, real, man. You've been a pleasure, Rob. Pause.
Yo, you already know. Yo, shout out everybody.
I always gotta throw a fucking gay pause moment into this shit.
It's all good. I forgive you.
Peace, loving yo-yos. Peace, loving yo-yos. That's our Instagram too for the shirt. Peace, loving yo-yos, and also to you all.
Peace, love, yo.
Hey, yo, I'm out of here. We out of here.